The group takes six pulls from all sorts of American singing traditions. There's gospel, some doo-wop, and a lot of jazz. But even with all those influences, no other group is quite like this a cappella sextet. They've been shaping their sound since the mid-1980s when college friends Claude McKnight and Mark Kibble founded the group. Over the last two decades, they've worked with greats like Quincy Jones, Al Jarreau, and Joe Sample, just to name a few. McKnight and Kibble joined me earlier, and Kibble says he never dreamed he'd be in a group with some of the guys he grew up with.
You know, we all dream when we're kids. I never would have thought that that I would meet up with somebody that I grew up with and make a career out of it. In fact, you know, back then I didn't even realize that I would be doing music for a living. I didn't know that there was that option. And I didn't really find that out until perhaps after we got out of college and this whole thing came on us. And, you know, I'm so grateful, and I'm, you know, it's a wonderful thing if you can go through life and do something that you love. And that's what we're doing here. And that means a whole lot. Yeah, yeah. This is another day. The Lord's getting me. Hey.
Well, here's what's interesting about Take Six, particularly if you listen to the latest CD, Feels Good. One sees that you've not strayed from what originally you did, and that's singing the word of gospel. Yet there would be many people that would not characterize you as, quote, a gospel group, or even know much of the music in one sense is gospel. Would you agree with that?
You know, I would agree with that. I think what happens a lot of times, especially in our career, is that because we could be considered a contemporary gospel group, when you throw that word in there and it's away from the traditional that you have grown up listening to and loving, you realize that there are a lot of slices to that pie. And the slices that we tend to gravitate towards are the jazz elements and some of the pop and R&B elements, and it's all in an a cappella package. So I think that there are times when people don't know where to put us because people always want to categorize things. Then my father said one thing and made me feel all right. Wait for the sunshine, my sight in the morning time. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Many groups who've been out for a couple of decades go through periods. They try this, they try that, they experiment here, they experiment there. But you, like Maze, for instance, has always given the audience the expectation of Take Six, yet it remains fresh. Is that something you try to do?
Oh, absolutely. We want to remain true to ourselves. We know that we do have a signature sound, and whether we're doing our music or somebody else's, it's definitely going to come out. But we also realize that there's something very special about doing music just straight a cappella, the way that we originally came out. That is very unique to us. So we take that, and we put in our personal experience and you know, a few of the new flavors of the day, and come up with something that hopefully is really, really fresh. And you know, I think we did capture it on this particular CD, Feels Good.
Let's talk, Claude, if we can, very quickly about the new CD. What's your favorite song on the new one, or perhaps which was the most fun to create?
More Than Ever is a really great song that Joey Kibble and Halloran Hill wrote. And it's probably the most honest and transparent song on the CD. And I think that's what we were going for with the entire CD, is to come from our hearts with issues that we were all dealing with on a personal level as well as a group level. I think you grasp a hold of songs that speak directly to you in an emotional sense, and that's what we were going for here. We were like, you know what? We don't want to sing about what's supposed to happen or what people think we should sing about. We want to sing about where we are and what's going on in our lives, because somebody out there is going to say, I'm right there with you.
More than ever, ooh, standing here in the rubble. I know that I'm in trouble. I need you more than ever.
Claude and Mark, thank you so very much. Greatly appreciate it. But I would be remiss in not trying to get you guys to do a little something for us. You're joined now by your four other mates that make up Take Six. Alvin, Cedric, David, and Joel are with you. And you guys, if you would, will do Come On for us from the Feels Good CD.
Absolutely.
Here we go.
One, two, three.
Time when I would blame somebody else. Everything that happened to me nothing ever changed until I turned and asked myself.
Take Six from our Washington, D.C. studios performing Come On from their new CD, Feels Good.
Oh, no, I can't fight it. I don't wanna hide it. Can't hide it. Somebody else, like the perfect one was me, myself, and I. When it fell apart, I was standing all by myself, and I found
the
answer why.
That's our program for today. Thanks for joining us. To listen to the show, visit npr.org. News and Notes was created by NPR News and the African American Public Radio Consortium.
So I asked for myself, and I got the victory.
Come on, everybody.
Come on, come on.
Just get started. Just get started.